What you missed on Midday with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3, a segment that looks at the SME sector here in Singapore. After all, 99% of businesses here in Singapore are SMEs. The sector powers half our economy and employs 70% of our workforce. We chat with business leaders, industry experts, and also business owners to get their insight. Today, we chat with an SME, Kobe Technologies, which aims to change the influencer marketing industry through technology, also by using an AI system. Let's find out how from CEO and founder Evangeline Leong. Evangeline, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
So we understand the name has little to do with the Japanese region that we're so familiar with, right, and the beef that comes from it, but rather what a wonton mee seller once told you. Tell us about that story.
Sure. Around 3 years ago, there was once I went to this humble little wonton mee stall at Circuit Road. So the stall owner is called Uncle Danny. So I spent around 10 years in digital marketing, right from those years that you might have heard of AltaVista or Yahoo, that kind of search engine.
Friendster.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, that shows kinda, my age,
yes.
Oh dear.
You know, that era. So I was quite experienced in digital marketing. So when I met Uncle Danny, he asked me to help him out to market his stall at Circuit Road because he just moved from Choa Chu Kang, and it's quite a distance if you understand the Singapore geography from Choa Chu Kang to Circuit Road. So his regulars will probably come once or twice for old time's sake, but they're not going to become regulars at his new stall. So he asked me for help, right, to help him market this new wonton mee stall. So I thought, okay, I know digital marketing. I set a pretty decent website, by the way. It's called wontonmee.com.sg. And then, you know, the usual, the Facebook, the Google and all that stuff. But it did not work exactly as well as we wanted. So what I did was I went to ask Uncle Danny, so what made you successful when you were at Choa Chu Kang and you did not do any sort of marketing? And his answer was very simple. He said in Mandarin, 因为我的口碑好. Yeah, the translation is like his reputation, credibility, and that word of mouth was good. As people tried to come back. So it occurred to me that if we can help him scale word of mouth faster, because every day is a rental cost, it's perishable items, would, you know, at the end of the day, if you can't sell your noodles, it's just gone. So I was just thinking how we can help.
But then again, digital marketing is today's word of mouth version, right?
Yeah. So that's why I was thinking if I can help put his brand online on social media, and social media is a lot faster to spread word of mouth, can we then help in his business? So I started to get people in two categories. One is those people who stay around MacPherson, and the other is people who really like to explore local hawker fare like laksa, like chicken rice. You know, there are people who would tell you, I know what's the best Singapore laksa and that kind of thing. So I found these two kinds of people, and I got them to eat at Circuit Road, and then they started sharing. And I started to observe the results. When people came because of a recommendation from a friend or a family, they went right in without comparing with other stalls, rather than, you know, the usual behavior at a hawker center, you'll be pacing up and down, thinking what to eat. But people came, and we also observed the increase in sales and traffic. It was very good. Today, 3 years on from whatever we did, he's looking at a very steady flow of business, and I'm very, very happy for him. And that's really how we started. And we also used the name Kobe.
Are you paying Uncle Danny a bit of money as a result? I think you might need to. Also, you talk about how there is this great potential in digital marketing,
yeah,
especially for SMEs if they want to be empowered. But given your story or the one that you just related to us, it sounds like it can't be a one-size-fits-all. Each company, each business, as you try to help them in this regard, needs to have a tailored solution, right?
Yes, they do. And in fact, that is the power of word of mouth and how we can make it very relevant to each individual. In this example of Uncle Danny, we found people that are around MacPherson who really like hawker fare. Everyone would have their own set of unique target audience. For example, the zoo would want parents and things like that. So that's something unique about our AI solution, is that we can find the most relevant influencers to help spread the word of mouth, because our AI engine, which we've received this PCT application cleared, which is a kind of a patent cooperation treaty. That means that we can apply for whichever country we'd like to file the actual patent. So that gives us a distinction in our technology. And what this technology really does is to give us deeper insights of each of our influencers so that we know them very well. We are then able to draw good good data from them. For example, if a brand would like to find not just a usual skincare blogger, but someone with eczema skin problems to talk about their eczema properties of that skincare solution.
You might need to find an eczema skincare blogger.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can. And that's amazing because that would bring out the relevancy, the authenticity of whatever the content is going to be pushed out, and it really helps the brand. So the engine helps us to match the relevant influencers to whatever advertisers to bring out that word of mouth.
How did you come up with this particular AI system eventually? And you're a digital marketer, you said, by trade, right?
Yes,
so I'm
yes.
sure you had to get some expert help.
Yes, I had to. And I'm very lucky that I found that kind of help. In fact, I did not start a company wanting to, you know, create an AI. AI was a term that I learned along the way that will be a good solution to help find the relevant influencer. And hence, I embarked on a journey. And along the way, I realized that AI seems to be quite a sexy word, you know, in the field and all that. Okay, good
it's
for me.
It's a bit scary for some.
Yeah, it is. Also. It is. Yeah.
So tell us also the gap in the market you're trying to fill. Would you say you're a first doing this in terms of trying to match the influencer to the type of business that a person might be running?
Because we filed for this this PCT, so the clearance tells us that it's very unique. And together we have 4,000 influencers. Then we are the only ones who have this volume and this scale to help people. So when we started, the gap was really understanding that on the one side, advertisers really would like word of mouth because 92% is the stats that I read that they trust peer recommendations a lot more than other channels. And on the other side, for social media influencers or people who create content on social media, we often see people talking about the latest overseas trip that they really enjoyed or, you know, this restaurant that they really enjoyed. So there's a lot of good content that's created to endorse certain brands or talk about certain experiences. And if you could connect this two as a win-win, matching the relevant parties, wouldn't it be perfect. So this was the exact gap that we were trying to close up.
Let's talk about the word endorse. Once that comes up, people feel as though, I shouldn't trust your opinion anymore. You're being paid to say good things about a certain brand, a certain company. Has that mindset changed?
Yeah, in fact, this is one of the challenge in the industry we're facing because, you know, We can't deny that a lot of times the public perception based on the news report and we see that when we hear the word influencer, it's not just endorsed.
Already, right?
You know, we have to face it. That's also my challenge in this industry. There is some negative perception. I think it's exaggerated because by maybe some of them who sell it or look at it just purely based on reach of the influencer, the popularity and how high in following the influencer is, instead of zooming into relevance. So that's why we focus very much on making sure that even if you might have high reach, the important thing is that relevance is bigger than numbers. If you are relevant to the subject topic, whatever you're going to talk about will come across as a lot more authentic. So we ran this very interesting program, right, ourselves, where we wanted to encourage influencers who would be okay to donate a part of their payout or maybe a total of their payout to charitable organizations. And we wondered if, you know, are the influencers out there going to take this up? And to our delight, every time when we roll this out, we roll out in batches, at least 30 to 50% would take it up. That's amazing. There are a lot of good influencers out there that really believe in whatever brands they talk about. So there's some stats to share.
Also talk about the challenges there were when you started out. Because I have to tell you, Evangeline, you look like you're 12. Must have been a little challenging to get buy-in from stakeholders, to get people to trust you.
Yes, plus I'm really petite. Yeah. So that's not the easiest. Plus being a female in this male-dominated technology field and all that. So, I mean, we are bootstrapped until today.
Do you still have two kidneys?
I do, thankfully.
Okay.
Yeah, that was an option. I was really... No, just kidding. But
okay.
When I started, I really had to dump all my... I sold a lot of things that I could. Not my kidneys, though.
Thankfully.
But I did put in all my savings.
The frills that you actually realize as time goes on that you didn't really need.
Yes.
Okay.
And I dumped everything into the business because I truly believe in the vision of this empowerment of marketing. So it was not the easiest. Along the way, as we closed our first customer through the previous relationship that I had as being a long-term, I think, being a long-term industry player in digital marketing, it helped. There were people that had their faith in whatever I did in campaigns, so they lent me this hand of faith. So that really helped me along. All the customers that came one after another, really based on word of mouth, like Kobe. So I was really thankful for all the support.
You have to practice what you preach, yes. Obviously, right?
Yes.
Did some of the government initiatives help you out as well?
We got this. There was this grant. There was. I think it's no longer available, but then it was called the ACE grant. So that really helped us. The disbursement of the grant came later, but I think it was a process whereby they really put you through all the panel to approve you. So they told me, this is not working well. Are you going to really think this is going to take flight? So I kept refining the business model until I saw the good fit. So it was really helpful, that process.
What about some current challenges that you're facing? 3 years in, still bootstrapping.
Yes, we are.
I understand.
We are.
Oh, dear.
Thankfully, we have turned profitable in our first year. So now we are making some money.
Oh, congratulations.
So, now our team is 20 people.
Even in this manpower crunch, you've managed to find some 20 good people to help
Very
you
thankful.
Out.
Very thankful. The first intern that joined me on day 18, he's still with me. So I have
full-time
a full-time
job, I hope.
Yes.
Not an intern anymore. Okay, great.
Yes. So I'm very thankful for that kind of culture. And also, social media is something very fun also that people would want to experience, you know, the influencer marketing space. So that helps a little bit being in the industry.
How many hours a day do you spend, Evangeline, on your Facebook, on your Instagram?
The interesting thing is that whenever I see any employee doing that, I'll be like, great, you're on Facebook, you're doing your work. So.
Oh, look at that. It's very different here at the studio, in the office.
Yeah, so that's the fun part. And we have got a really fun office environment and all. So, well, I spend almost any time that I'm not sleeping, most of the time it's either social media. It's all on digital. Right?
Oh, dear.
Social media. Yeah,
there is this thing called sleep, you understand, right?
Oh, is that so?
Expansion plans then for Kobe.
We are looking at two things. Number one, of course, is the technology. We are looking to constantly enhance all the features to deliver more things and better things to the customers, learn the different social media platforms as they change in their algorithms and all that. So that's where we are going to focus a lot of efforts on. And the other part is on education. Because
Who do you aim to educate?
One side is the advertisers. Because I realize, right, that this digital transformation thing that we are all trying to encourage, the challenge is not in the lack of innovative technology, but it's really on the adoption and the understanding of this mysterious digital marketing. So as much as we can, we like to educate. And I'm a digital marketing trainer myself. Later on, I'm going to SME Academy by DBS to share more about digital marketing. So we want to do as much of this so we can help true to our vision to help empower businesses and make it accessible to anyone. So education is one thing. And on the other side, on influencers, we've also learned that they would like to learn how better to create content that can engage and truly influence and inspire. So we'd like to help both sides.
How are you keeping up, though? Because people's attention spans, I feel, have shortened over time. And then people's interests change very quickly now than, say, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. How are you keeping up to know what will capture someone's attention? How long, say, the video or short the video must be, what must be in it?
Yeah, in fact,
that sounds like a psychology class.
Yes. If it's me alone, I would probably not be able to sleep just to learn and be updated all these trends. Mm. So I actually rely a lot on my team, and I've got 4,000 influencers. If everyone spends a little bit of time and on social media, and they all can learn, and all the times when we run campaigns for our clients, we don't just look into us doing up the content. The influencers are the ones who has the most creative brains and the most updated. So we kind of do this collection of the best brain juices from everybody to come up with all the latest trends, the latest way to talk about products and brands. So that's the way.
Evangeline Leong is the founder of GetKobe.com, or rather Kobe Technologies. You can find them at GetKobe.com. That's GetKobe.com. Evangeline, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.